Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning. Hello. Happy Thursday. Welcome to our first official Thursday in the month of summer, the season of summer. I don't
like
know what
the month of summer.
Hey, I mean, in Seattle, we take what we can get. It's usually about a month of solid summer. Let's be real.
I'm weak.
but we've actually been so blessed. The last, like, I would say week, it's been very sunny and it looks like it's just going to keep continuing. We actually have a couple days coming up this weekend that are going to be 100 degrees. Girl, it is going to be crispy out here.
That's what Megan was telling me. And I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So we're all looking forward to it. Everybody's going to be on their water sports, except for me because I don't have anything. Maybe I'll get a paddleboard.
I was about to say, you'll probably have something lined up by the end of the week.
Something. But hey, welcome to another episode, you guys. It's your girl, Jazz, and
Shantae.
And we are here to give you guys some nice, much needed pick-me-up energy and happiness because that's just who we are. We've got some pretty fun topics and things to go over today, but first we're going to get into our weekly recap. Tay, I want you to kick it off because you've been having a lot of fun.
I've had a very, very long 2 weeks since the last time that we were on, actually, because we didn't record last week. I was in Vegas from the 11th through the 13th for my friend's bachelorette party and surprise event, surprise ceremony. That was a lot of fun, but I'm done with Vegas for at least 2 years because
hey.
There's no reason any one person should go to Vegas twice in a month. In a month. It's just, yeah, like spent a lot of money and got a lot of sun and drink a lot of alcohol. So like, I'm good. Vegas has seen me. I've seen Vegas. And I think this is like I've definitely been to Vegas down a total of like 10 times. And I'm just like, yeah, like I've seen it. Like, unless we're going to go see shows or go see the Grand Canyon at this point, what else do I need to see in Vegas?
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, girl. We've talked about this before too, because I was on a 2 year Vegas hiatus, you know, when the pandemic hit. So I feel you. There's plenty of other places that we can go, okay? It doesn't need to be Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm trying to go to Miami. Like, let me frequent Miami a couple of times, maybe New Orleans, you know, now that I'm on the East Coast, let's go. But yeah, bye Vegas. It's been great. and then directly after that, on Tuesday, I drove up to my hometown in Kentucky for my cousin's wedding. So my cousin Dara got married on Juneteenth. June 19th.
Come on, girl.
Tell, I'm still recouping. Like, it was a long week. It was a long, awesome week. Like, let me not front like it wasn't a great time. It was just like we celebrated, we partied, we ate. Like, there was rarely any sleep had. So like when I got back on Monday, I took Monday off to drive back. I literally took a 3 hour nap and was like, I'm not even going to set an alarm because if I don't wake up till tomorrow, that would be okay with me. That would work out. And, yeah, it was amazing. Like, I actually think that this visit was the first time I met her fiance or her now husband, and meeting him, it was like, I've known him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forever, because you know I see them on Instagram and social media,
right?
But I was just really rooting for them. Like, I just really have been excited for them to get married because they're just one of those couples where it's like you kind of root for them and you've been waiting for this. And
yeah,
I kept telling them it was the party of the summer, the wedding of the summer.
You did.
I was gonna.
Yes.
They made me the host, and that's how I was greeting people. I was like, "Welcome to the wedding of the summer."
I'm dead. I love it. That's how you set the tone, though. That's how you know it was a good time.
Like, somebody should have gave me a script because I'm going rogue. Yes, so that was my week. It was really great to see family. Everybody's grown. Everybody's doing great. And it was really nice.
Good. I'm glad. It looked like a beautiful time. It looked like it was a great time. You know, she looked beautiful. You looked beautiful. Gosh. Yeah.
Her dress was amazing. I cried as soon as I saw her. Well, she was crying, and that's kind of what started it.
But I was going to say, I saw that she looked like she was crying.
Yeah. Her dress was just like, I hadn't seen it, and it was just beautiful. Yeah.
All right. So. Well, I'm glad that you're back, and I'm glad that you're somewhat back to normal. You're catching up.
And then we can really get back to normal.
It's funny. So your wedding season is like coming to an end, whereas mine is just starting. Like I have two in July. I've got that one in August, and they're all technically within a month. Like if you look at how quickly I need to turn around, they're all within like a month. So, and I just realized I don't think I have enough dresses for these events. So your girl needs to go shopping.
Hey, which is I not have a, any excuse. All right. I'm saying,
like, it's not a problem.
Yay.
But as far as me, you guys, I've just been really tired as well. You know, we've been almost back to normal and I've been getting really busy again, you know. So I've been working back at Sarajevo doing that bottle service, and I've been stacking my chips. So hopefully it's worth it in the end. You know, I've got some goals that this money should hopefully help me reach. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. You know, I got my eyes set on the prize. We had Father's Day this past weekend that we celebrated, and it was fun, but it was also interesting because none of the dads, like none of my brothers, not my stepdad, nobody wanted to help cook because, you know, it was Father's Day. So you literally had me and my mom on the grill trying to cook all the meat for everyone. Yes. And then we're just getting commentary from, like, you know, everyone.
Like, that's not how you do it.
Yes. And it's like, okay, so did you guys want to do this, or did you guys want to, you know, kick back and enjoy your beers? Because we're not doing both. So that was pretty fun. That was really enjoyable. And then on Saturday, I went to a cooking class at Sur La Table. My little boo thing took me. It was really fun. Stop.
Wait, go back. Wait, what?
I know. I always try to slide it in there. And then you guys want to just...
Let's turn it up. Because you're my boo thing. Sorry.
Put a pause on Sur La Table. Go back. Sir. What's this?
No, this is the same friend that I was talking about the last time. Okay. Nothing changed.
But it's developed, Benny. He's not a boo thing.
What, oh, 2 weeks? Lots happened in 2 weeks.
He's the point guard on the run.
Oh, my God. No.
maybe he's the coach. I don't know.
Hey. I'm a dead. Stop it. So anyways, we went, and it was really fun. Like, it was super involved. We made brownies. We made this chicken stuff. We made, like, guacamole. Like, we did everything by ourselves. However, we left hungry because we didn't realize. I mean, I guess we should have thought about this ahead of time, but we literally we're given a whole chicken. It was, like, a 5 or 6 pound chicken to cook, and some potatoes and everything. And we thought we were cooking it, and then we were going to be able to eat it. But I guess, you know, it was only like a 2-hour cooking class, and they started like cleaning up, you know, we're like, and they brought out all of our food to, like, you know, put together, and the chicken was still uncooked. The chicken was like the first thing that we did. So this whole entire time we thought it was cooking. And when they brought it back out in a bag raw, we were like,
I'm confused. So you don't get to eat the food that you make?
So basically, it's a preparation class. It's not really a cooking class.
Wah, wah. You like,
yeah. I mean,
not
I
the
think
way.
This,
nope.
Yeah, I don't know if it was maybe just this recipe, but we left hungry and we were like, what the heck? So luckily, you know, we were in Kirkland, and we were in like the downtown eating area. So there was lots of food options. We were able to just like walk around and find some place.
Hey, can we borrow your oven?
Right. Like it was really fun, but you know, we both had plenty of food to take home. I'm actually still eating chicken. Latia and I ended up actually putting it in the Instant Pot. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Yeah, so we've been well fed for the last few days. It was a lot of chicken.
You got to take the food with you.
Oh, of course. Oh, no, definitely. Oh, yeah. No, that food was definitely leaving with us.
I was going to say, I wonder if they gave that to like the level 2 course. Okay, we've got this food prep for you. We're cooking it.
Right. And now it's time to cook it. No, with the money that was spent on that, we definitely took the food with us. Mm.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. I didn't get to eat.
Yeah.
Preparation is the worst part of cooking.
You feel me?
Personally.
It just takes the longest, you know? And then here's the other thing. Like, there's people in there who are better cooks or, like, you know, have been doing this for longer. So, you know, there's certain parts where he had to, like, dumb it down for us because we were holding the knife. We were holding knives wrong. I didn't know how to, like, cut stuff a certain way. He even demonstrated us. He was like, here, this is how you're going to want to cut this. And I immediately forgot how to do it. And I was like, can you come and run that back? For the slow one over here.
I'm weak.
And I felt bad. You know, we were, on top of that, you know, we were running on CPT. So we were a little bit late. Not my fault. I'm definitely throwing them under the bus. It was not my fault. I was ready. Anyways, moving along. Shantae, what can the listeners expect from today's show?
So we are going to, of course, play Heads Up. We're going to try the Pride deck again because we did terrible the last time we played and we want to try and get our scores up. But I'm just going to let you guys know now that we did a test run and it's not looking good.
It's not. It's not.
So at the minimum, it'll just be fun. Okay. And then we're going to get into reviews of the week. We've got some music reviews, and Jasmine has a show review for you. And then we're going to get into another Hot Topic roundup. There's been some local news that made it national, and then there's some pop culture news that we just needed to talk about. Hopefully we've got time to get to it all. But before we get into anything fun, just so that you guys know, we have 30 and 45 second ad space available. If you are a business, an entrepreneur, creative, you have music you want to share, we have ad space for you. It doesn't matter the occasion or the service. We will vet all submissions, but send us your stuff and we will get back to you. You can email us at thewayjt@gmail.com or you can DM us at thewayjazzandtay for more information on our rates.
Additionally, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way with Jazz and Tay. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and to the show on Apple Podcasts. We also have an additional way to contact us and keep up on us. You can check out our website, thewayjtpod.com, for all of our latest episodes, news about us, and we will have some new features coming that we'll let y'all know about soon. But your guys' support means everything to us, and we really do appreciate the love, okay? Now, let's go ahead and get into our icebreaker. All right, so I think we both said that we would, like, probably do some more, like, reading or maybe, like, educational watching and stuff to try to get up on our Pride stuff. And
you said
Oh, is that true? So the most that I can say I did was I watched Rent probably, like, 1.5 times.
But you've seen Rent. You needed to watch something that you've not seen before.
Exactly. No, exactly. And that's the problem. Also, we watched, Latia has been on this, there's the show on HBO called Generation, which there's a lot going. It's like Euphoria, but somehow even like more on crack than Euphoria is.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Didn't think there was anything that could get more crack than that.
Believe it. Right. So there's a lot going on in that show that also aligns with like the LGBTQIA community. And we've been watching that. But we'll see what those two items will do to help me out today. Tay, do you want to go first or should I go first?
Y'all put it up first.
You can, okay. Okay.
Try to get me to guess.
All right. Oh, I'm so nervous. I hope I can give you some good clues.
I wish it would just stop asking me about these. Darn. Hold up. Can you see it?
Yeah, I got you. Oh, okay. She was on Orange is the New Black, the really tatted up girl, lesbian. She was only in like the first season or two, I think. She was also in Batwoman. Okay, skip it.
Ruby Rose.
Yes, yes, yes. Good job. You got it. You got it. I don't know who that is. Bring it in a little bit. I don't know who that is either. Skip. Ugh, I'm so embarrassed, guys. Oh, okay. Parks and Recreation, April.
Oh, Audrey Plaza.
Close. But, okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I'll give it to her.
Oh, I don't know who that is either. I'm embarrassed by. Skip it. Oh, okay. I Was Born This Way. Rah, 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 ah, ah.
Lady Gaga.
Yep, there you go. I don't know who that is either, too. Okay. So we did about the same, I would say.
Is it really the guesser's fault?
See, that's how I feel, because there are sometimes rounds when I'm playing with people and I'm like on it, and then it comes to my turn and they're like, and I'm like, really? Really? After what I just gave to you?
Right. I gave you high energy and I gave you all those.
Okay, so how many was it?
Three.
And then did you know any of the ones that I didn't give you?
Oh, I didn't look.
It's gone already. We're gone.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to wish you luck. Yeah, I'm going to wish you luck because it was hard. It was not easy.
Oh, you really like this singer. She sings that song, Honey. She sings that song, Toxic. Yep.
I love her.
Skip it. Oh, I should know who this is. Oh, he's in Green Day?
Okay. Is he the lead guy?
Wake me up when September ends.
Lance Armstrong. Bob. Billy. Bob. Billy Armstrong.
I'll give it to her. Billy Joe.
Yep. Billy Joe.
Lance.
This is where you go in the summertime as a kid.
In the summertime.
And you do activities. And it's a bunch of little kids.
Daycare. Camp. Camp.
Yes. 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 I don't know who that is. Skip it. Skip it again. I don't know who that is. Ooh. When something is on
fire.
Oh
my gosh. When something's on fire. Yeah, right?
I said the word fire. It was Fire Island.
Who is Sylvia Rivera? Yeah, I don't know those last three either. Okay, who's Alan Cumming? Because he came up for you too. Do we know who that is?
He's a Broadway star. Broadway artist. Broadway star, I believe.
Aww.
Yeah, cabaret.
I was going to say his name sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. But...
right?
Pretty sure.
Well, Alan, I'm so sorry that I don't know who you are. I will do you better and look you up. I will do something. Yeah, he's definitely listening, Shantae. I don't know what you're talking about. Also, I'm surprised that I knew the Billy Joe Armstrong thing, but I think the only reason why I remember it is because of that whole Wake Me Up When September ends. Things,
yeah.
And how he like hates that people are like, hey, September's over.
Somebody wake Billy Joe up.
Yeah, and it's like a sad moment for him. Like, it's not a positive thing. Anyways.
Nobody knew that until he said that. Like,
I know, right? Like, sir, what did you?
Pretty solid dad joke, you know? Like, until you have the context, and then you feel really sleazy,
really
about
bad
it.
About like, it, right?
Sorry.
All right. Do we want to go again?
Yeah, one more, because
we gotta do better. Both of us need to do better.
I thought I did pretty good.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hold up.
Oh, okay. She's on all of the American Horror Stories. Not Black Lady, though. She's a lesbian in real life. She always makes that really ugly crying face. Okay. I don't know who that is. What? Okay. So, Married to the Queen, you are the...
Philip. Oh, king.
No. Okay. And then what is the daughter of a king and a queen?
Princess.
Okay, perfect.
Princess.
There you go. Who is that?
No.
Okay, she has her own show. Actually, she's the she's reason why Heads Up is like a thing.
She's leaving.
Ellen DeGeneres.
There you go. Okay, she's on Westworld. She plays the blonde girl. Who's that
Dolores.
Actress? Yes, who's Dolores? The actress that plays
Absolutely
her.
Absolutely no idea.
She was married to Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson. Yeah. I know exactly who she is. I just don't know her name.
Dolores.
Half credit. I'll give you half credit. So close.
I knew you. I knew that you like knew exactly who I was talking about.
Her name's Evan?
Yeah. It's funny. I just saw her in this old show too. She was like, she played some killer in this old show, and I was like, "Hey, it's Dolores."
Was it Law and Order or something?
It was something like that. Yeah. And I was like, "Dude, this is crazy," because she's been really good at playing crazy for a while. Yeah, right. Maybe she's not playing. Maybe she just is.
Is it typecast? You know, I'm just saying.
Okay, are you ready, Shantae?
Yes, last one.
Don't let me down.
That time.
Don't let me down, sis.
Okay, yeah, skip.
Oh.
Oh, a very famous producer, I think.
L.A. Reid.
It rhymes with chive.
Clive!
Yes, okay. And then the second name.
Clive Frank Davis. Nope. Hey, Davis.
There we go.
Yes.
I think I remember it. I remember it.
Skip that. Skip this one.
Ah.
Skip it. Who is that even? Mm-mm. Nope.
Sex in the City. The redhead.
Okay, Sex in the City, the redhead.
I don't know who that is. I never watched the show.
Skip it.
Oh man, this is.
Oh. He sings Novocaine.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll
give it to you.
You know what the issue is? Oh, isn't Lori Lightfoot the governor of Chicago?
Oh.
Isn't that who that is?
I think so.
Girl, I got one.
No, you got two. I'm giving you the Frank Ocean because I stuttered for so long at the end.
So here's what I've decided is that if they gave us more African-American people, I'd probably do better. But I think they did. And I just don't know these people.
I think it's like the Dolores. Like, I don't know them by name. Can we get characters, please?
Right.
Or all right, Marsha P. Johnson out there, you know, anything. Pose, you know, I know stuff like that.
I know what you mean.
RuPaul, we're not getting any of the easy stuff.
I don't think I did any better than I did before. I'm going to say I came out about the same.
I think I did worse.
That's how we're choosing to round up Pride, I guess. I'm going to do better. I still have some time.
We are going to try and redeem ourselves, I guess, with our reviews. But before we get to that, we're going to take a quick 2 to 3 minute break. You are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you, girl. I just had to run and tell y'all about my favorite licensed esthetician, Easy Aesthetics by Elise. She helps me keep it right and tight, okay? I'm talking facials for your face, booty, and meow. Not only is she amazing at skincare services, but she also provides teeth whitening, body contouring, and services for men too. Book her for a private session, a kickback spa day with your girls, or date night with your man. Whatever you have in mind, just ask and she'll let you know how she can service you. Now that's what I call top tier full service. DM her on Instagram for rates and services at Easy E Aesthetics. Again, that's Easy E Aesthetics with a Z. Tell her Jazz sent you. Now hurry before she books up.
Disability is not inability. A person's ability may be different, but still an ability. No matter one's race or age, no matter one's physical or mental condition, we all have limitless possibilities. For more than 100 years, Easter Seals has helped the 1 in 4 people with disabilities in America live, work, learn, and play. I'm Angela Williams, CEO of Easter Seals.
Visit EasterSeals.com to help.
What up, it's the guy that never lies, as I have to say so.
Your bearded dad, DJ True.
And let me tell y'all about the F*** Outta Here podcast, where we talk about current topics, interview everybody from any field or profession.
And let me tell you about our segment. Every week, we get somebody the F*** Outta Here. Yeah, I said it, the F*** Outta Here, no matter what.
And so tune in every Monday for new episodes
on YouTube and whatever streaming platform you listen to your podcast on.
Let's get it.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did our weekly recaps as well as played our Pride version of Heads Up.
What was that?
I'm just switching up my flow, you know?
Giving it Mother Willow vibes.
I guess.
I like it.
So dope.
So now that we are back, we are going to go ahead and get into our reviews of the week. Shantae is going to switch it up because she's right. We haven't done music in a long time. So she's got some songs and music to go over with us. Whereas I'm going to go ahead and introduce y'all to The Bachelorette. Yep. So no shame in my game. I wasn't going to watch it because the only reason why we got into it in the first place was because of The Blackchiller. Well, The Bachelorette this season is from Seattle or from Renton, Washington. So we got to support the girl. And she's also pretty sex positive, which I'm as well. So, hey, let's go and hope for the best. I hope she ends up with an engagement. But yes, The Bachelorette is this season by this lady named Katie Thurston, which if you guys watched the last season, you'd be really familiar with her. She's the girl that showed up with the vibrator. That's that girl. Yeah. So they decided to give her own season where she's going to go ahead and find love. Also, I'm just going to go ahead and let you guys know now, there should not be any spoilers in my review. I'm 2 episodes behind, so hopefully you guys are all caught up. I'm not. So if you're planning on watching it, I apologize if I'm messing up the first episode for you. But I'm personally looking forward to it because there's a lot of yummy men that have come through. There's at least 30 men that I believe, and there is at least, I would say, 20 men that I personally find attractive. So 2/3 of the men are attractive, in my opinion. And I feel like that's saying a lot. It's hard for me to look at a group of men and be like, oh, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. but yes, so I'm very excited. And also, you guys, there's a virgin. So we're going to see how that develops because I don't know if there's ever been a virgin on this show before. But this man, when he first came on, I was like, oh, he's so attractive. Like, I really want to see if Katie is feeling him and, like, you know, see how this goes. And then he goes on and starts talking about how he's never had sex. And, you know, sex is very sacred to me. And there's a clip of him even, you know, like crying about it. So I know that he like holds sex very near and dear to his heart. So it's very interesting that he made it on this season, considering Katie is someone who is so, you know, very outspoken and comfortable in her sexuality. And then one last person I'm going to touch on before I pass the mic to Shantae. There's this dude who I want you guys to remember the name and maybe keep your eyes out for because I want to see how this develops. But there's this dude on there named Carl. Carl with a K, which already gives me kind of weird, crazy vibes because why is Carl spelled with a K? I don't know. But I feel like he is somebody who might become a source of drama. You know, like he gives off this kind of like energy of like, I'm just a ticking time bomb, or like, you know, I might go off he might go 0 to 100 real quick. That's the kind of vibes that he's giving me. Yes. So, again, I've only seen the first episode. This is my first impression. There's 2 episodes I need to catch up on that could probably sway, you know, my perception and all of that of him. But, I definitely think he's going to give us some drama and crazy vibes. So keep your eyes out for Carl with a K. So that was my review of the first episode of The Bachelorette. I will keep you guys updated because this will be a running thing. So I'm going to definitely do that like we did with The Bachelor. But Tay, talk to us about this music, honey, because I'm excited.
So I just wanted to talk about some music because A, there's been a lot of new music releases. And there's also some stuff that I haven't been able to talk about that I've been bopping for a minute now. And I just had to go ahead and give a review. But first and foremost, Megan Thee Stallion dropped a new single, Thought-ish. Can't say the full thing on the internet or on the radio. Dropped June 11th. Dropped with a music video that is pretty provocative.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even really know what to say about the song. It's classic Megan Thee Stallion, but the video is what really got me. Like, and honestly, it's the ending of the video that got me. It's a very like in your face, and I didn't even know that they could put that out, to be honest.
I think it's because it's not a real one that that's how they were able to get away with it. I know, right?
And then on top of that, Doja Cat, my girl, dropped Need to Know, which is a single off of her new album, Planet Her, which is dropping tomorrow. I'm excited. Who's excited? Shantae. I've learned.
I'm dead.
This girl.
It's me.
I have learned in Atlanta, where they do not listen to Doja Cat, how much I listen to Doja Cat and how much I actually love her music. I didn't think I liked her that much, but then I'm like, hey, can you play some Doja Cat? And generally I mean Kiss Me More, because that is a bop.
Mm-hmm.
But this new song Need to Know is also really cool. She also dropped a music video and the visuals are dope. I'm hoping that the entire album she just does an alien theme.
I feel like she should, because the whole Planet Her thing, like I would love if she continued that theme. That would be really cool. One of my favorite models was in that video, Jazelle, aka Ugly Worldwide. I loved seeing her in that music video.
I was gonna say I would not have known who anybody was because they are all painted.
I was gonna say, I'll show you her because it'll make sense. She kind of, not to say that she looks like that all the time, but she's always doing like really artistic or like out there looks and things like that. She's got always. She's got a very alternative look and vibe to her.
Okay, so then quickly, Benny, do you have clips of those?
I was playing a couple behind. The other ones are a little dirtier for the air. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll wait on that.
The Moneybagg Yo is where it's gonna get iffy.
Yeah, we're gonna go. You can talk about Moneybagg Yo, but we'll skip all the music.
So I have really been bumping Moneybagg Yo.
It is good. They are good.
A Gangsta's Pain.
Yeah.
I think I'm a Moneybagg Yo fan. Like, I love him. He can rap.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, I'm ready for more. Like, I want him on features. I want another album. All of it. So a few of them off of the album that I really love is one of them, Nights, obviously, because it has Janae Aiko in it. And y'all is know that that's the one, my girl.
Did I send you that one that I was like, I think you'd like this. Is that that one?
I don't know. I've been listening to it since the album dropped.
Because I love this, because I love that song off of that. And when I heard it, I was...
It's gonna be one of them nights, one of those nights.
Yep, yeah. I was like, ooh, this is definitely a Tay song.
Oh, yeah. Like, ever since the album dropped, that's, like, pretty much a daily listen for me. And then I was kind of like, well, let me give the whole thing a listen, because it goes... One of them nights is towards the end. And then there's like a song in between, which I can't remember right now because it's not one of my faves. But then it goes into Certified Neptunes featuring Pharrell, which is fire. Like, you guys, it's like, first of all, the fact that he got Pharrell on his album, and it has like, literally when I was listening to the album, I was like, man, this sounds like Pharrell. I was like, this sounds like something the Neptunes have put out. And then I looked and I was like, because it is. Certified Neptunes.
Isn't it funny how you know that sound? Like, you say, there's a very specific sound.
So definitely check those two out. One of them, Nights, is definitely slow, love song. You know, anything with Janae Aiko is kind of a love song. Certified Neptunes is definitely, I don't know what you would say. It's a Pharrell vibe. It's, I don't know, I just liked it. It's good. And then recently, I wouldn't say recently, actually, Time Today was a single before the album dropped.
Okay.
I've been on that song and I just love it more and more every day because who got time today? Tay. Okay. I'm crossing the line today. Period. Okay.
I'm dead. I got time every day. Okay. If that's the case.
Period.
I love it.
And then another one that's become popular on the internet is Waukesha. And that one, I can't put my finger on what beat he sampled.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to it, you'll hear it immediately.
You'll know. It's recognizable.
Isn't it from Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes. I was like, I think it's Biggie.
Yeah.
But I just, which Biggie song?
Which song?
Oh.
Hypnotized?
No.
Iggy Biggie Biggie.
Are you able to play us like a clip of that song without the words?
Let me see.
Like the first.
It's going to be rough.
Hang on, I gotta grab it.
Oh, it's. What is that? That sounds like the beginning of an Ashanti song, too.
Exactly. Which is sampled from a Biggie song. But I just can't put my finger on what Biggie song it is.
Isn't that so sad? You guys know we're forgetting about the original. No.
Go flyer than most Louis V. Coke.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm scared. I don't want to play anymore.
So that's it. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure it out. But he sampled a Biggie song.
Okay, so.
A Ashanti song.
I've heard that song and I love it.
Yeah, love that song. It starts off hard. It's so funny because anywhere I go, I'm either like, can you play Doja Cat or Moneybag Yo? So like, I don't know what the vibes
completely
are
completely.
Right. I don't know what the vibes are right now, but like, if you throw some Moneybag Yo on, I'm going to be happy.
You're all over the place.
I've come a very long way from like calling him Moneybag Yayo.
Or Moneybag Yo-Yo.
Yeah, like I didn't know the man's name for the longest time.
Is this the one that you were saying is giving kind of zaddy vibes? Like, is this the one that you said that looks kind of good? I don't remember. Oh no, I might be thinking of Lucci. Lucci? No? Okay, clearly I don't think I know who Moneybag.
Moneybag Yo is the one dating
Summer Walker?
No. I don't even know how to get you there. He's the one that sings that song, Said Some.
Okay.
He used to date Meg Thee Stallion. All that. They did that together.
Oh, but now he's dating. What's her name? Is he dating Ari Lennox? Is it
That's
that girl?
Not Ari Lennox.
Okay.
I found it.
I know who you're talking about. Fletcher.
So one more chance by Biggie.
Baby, give me one more chance. There we go. And it's all of a sudden there. Too.
Right.
Yeah. It's a call without you.
But I'm hurting while I'm with you. There you go. Yes. You're right. Okay.
So that's what he sampled on Waukesha. So that's why it's a bop off top. And the way it starts off, like, love that.
I love that it's called Waukesha.
Love the vibes. Honestly, the whole album is dope, but I just wanted to highlight those like four songs because I really like those. But like Hate It Here, Love It Here, dope too. And it's really kind of like, I want to say like a story again. Mm. Like it feels like all the songs go together back to back.
Okay.
And then lastly, I just want to touch on this last one because I think that it is an album of the summer. Made in Lagos by Wizkid. First of all, I wish I was made in Lagos. I wish that I was in Lagos. And I wish that more people in Atlanta bumped Afrobeats because this album, period. That's my favorite word right now.
Let me add this to my collection real quick.
Girl, it's so good. Pay special attention to Essence featuring Tems.
I see it.
But I would say that Gyrate, Mighty Wine, and there's another one that are really good too.
What do you think about Blessed with Damian Marley?
It's not a favorite.
Okay.
Piece of Me with Ella Mai is good. No Stress is good. Gyrate, I said that. All the like last ones I really like.
Okay.
Honestly, the whole album is good. But my song is Essence.
I'm gonna listen on the way.
Can we clip Essence?
Okay, I know that song. I love it.
The Moneybag Yo and the Made in Lagos album I've been bumping for probably the last 2 months, but I haven't been able to talk about them. And I just had to because I was like, these are the songs that I've been, these are, I just, every day. One of them nights, and then we go over to Made in Lagos, and Like I said, it's an album of the summer. The vibes are right. Like, I want to be on a Caribbean island just vibing to this whole album. Wizkid, I love his music. And I'm actually like a really big fan of his. Like, I'm always finding that I download his music all the time. And I really love this album. Like, I saw that he's going to be in Vegas actually in like November. And I was like, make one more last Vegas trip.
Do it for Wizkid.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't know. It would be a lit time. So I don't know if I really should do that. But those are my reviews of the week. Definitely check all that music out and let us know what you think. If you've already been listening to it, let us know what you think. But before we get into our roundup, we are going to jump into another 2 to 3 minute break. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
What up, it's the guy that never lies, as I have to say so.
Your bearded dad, DJ True.
And let me tell y'all about the Out of Here podcast, where we talk about current topics, interview everybody from any field or profession.
And let me tell you about our segment. Every week, we get somebody the out of here. Yeah, I said it, the out of here, no matter what.
And so tune in every Monday for new episodes
on YouTube and whatever streaming platform you listen to your podcast on.
Let's get it.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey, y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.,
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, Shantae and I gave you guys our reviews of the week. I talked about The Bachelorette, which is a local lady, Miss Katie Thurston. And Shantae gave y'all the rundown on some pretty hot music. Thought-ish by Meg Thee Stallion. Moneybag Yo, a few of his songs. Time Today being number one and probably One of Them Nights being number two. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I was like, And then
we'll
the whole
that.
Entire Wizkid's Made in Lagos album. Just check it out. She said it's a whole vibe. Now we're going to go ahead and get into our Hot Topic roundup, you guys. There has been a lot going on in Seattle that I guess I've just been sleep on. Like, what? Yeah. So it's still Pride Month. Washington State is almost fully open. And they're officially trying to celebrate Pride out here. We usually do a really big like festival weekend out in Cap Hill. The streets are usually like closed down. It's a whole entire thing. So we didn't get to do that last year. They are trying to bring it back this year. Well, their idea behind this particular event that they're having on Saturday was to give a platform to Black people, Black queer people. So, you know, anybody that falls within that community. The issue that has arisen is that, you know, this event has been called the Taking Black Pride event. The L is in parentheses, you know, because it's supposed to be like taking back pride, you know. And in small print, it was defined and outlined that non-persons of color
white people.
I was like, how do I put this gingerly?
It said white people.
White people were white to attendees. Get charged. Yeah, white attendees were to get charged anywhere between $10 to $50 as a reparations fee for entry. The organizers of Seattle Pride took issue with this. You know, they complained to the Seattle Human Rights Commission that their human rights were being infringed upon. And a statement was released by the Seattle Human Rights Commission saying, you are wrong and your feelings are just hurt, but they have every right to do what they are doing.
Go get at your feelings and get at yourself.
Which has then, of course, resulted in many people pulling out. You know, there's a lot of people who are now conflicted and, you know, this is supposed to be an inclusive event and that this is a pride event. Why are white people not included? All that stuff. So because of this, it's looking really rocky. We don't necessarily know how the Saturday event's going to turn out, what it's really going to look like. There's been a lot of people that we know involved that are either no longer performing or who are still performing and don't necessarily know how they feel about this. So Shantae, do you think that this is something that, do you think this is a problem? Do you think this is problematic?
My only issue is the scale. $10 to $50. Like,
right. How are you going to
charge $10 and who's getting charged $50 and who's getting charged $30? Is it like how white you are? How, like, you know, like, and yeah, like, I take issue with that because it's like, how are you going to determine who's getting charged what?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair to me.
And I'd probably get charged $25 because I'm only half.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, who is like, yeah, coming up with that and then, yeah, deciding? And are you going to let your friends who are white, like, that you know because you're an organizer of the event, come in for free, but like all these other, you know, white attendees have to pay? And it's like, I totally get what they're saying and what, you know, what they're trying to do here. I respect that. But I think that when I read it, I was initially like, well, I don't really agree with the wording and,
yes,
or the scale. Like, I just,
amen, think
it's a little bit, it's a pride event.
So here's how I would have liked to have seen it delivered is, like, you know, it should be like a donation based thing.
Pay what,
like,
you can.
Yeah. Like, pay what you can. Donations strongly encouraged. And maybe highlighting that, you know, cause what they later on said was that the event is to help keep the fee is to help keep it free to those who are, you know, trans, queer people of color. Like, it's supposed to help with, yeah, those people whom they really want to encourage to be at this event.
Right.
And so often they talk about how in these spaces, especially in Seattle, these events and things can get very whitewashed. So I can understand what they're trying to do here, mm-hmm, but yes, the whole reparations thing and the delivery of it all, I think they need to know who their audience is, read the room. This is Seattle. Yeah. You know that these liberals, white liberals out here are going to have problems with that.
Yeah.
And claim that their feelings are hurt. So I definitely, yeah, feel like it could have been delivered differently. I don't dislike it. I feel like it should be one of those things where it's like, hey, a non-person of color, it's really encouraged that you donate upon entry.
If you're going to attend.
For these reasons, right, you know, rather than just saying, you can't come in unless you're giving us $50. Sorry about it.
I also think that, like, on the side of the organizers of Seattle Pride, largely, it was a little, I can't say what I really want to say, but be made for them to go to the Seattle Human Rights Commission with this.
Oh, yeah
come on.
No, I agree,
that's trash. Like, you're basically like, oh, I'm upset because, I mean, like, there are sub events throughout all of Pride.
What, and that's the problem, that's what I'm,
this sub event being like, we only want black attendees, really, and if you're not a person of color, sorry, BIPOC, then you're gonna have to pay something. Yeah. Now, again, I do disagree with the wording, but that should have been the only, yeah, issue. They should have been like, hey, like, you're going to have to word this differently because there's going to be a lot of people upset by it.
I agree.
It's not like they're saying that white people or, you know, like persons of color can
attend. They can't go.
Like, hey, we're trying to keep it free and we're trying to make this a space for us, because largely we all know that there's not many spaces for BIPOC in Seattle or
especially within that LGBTQ so community.
Like, again, yep. It's just like one of those situations where, you know, I have to just say this and everybody forgive me, but like, I feel like white people don't want us to have something. Mm-hmm. And so they're upset. And that's what it feels like with the organizers. They're like, well, like, this is our event and it's supposed to be inclusive. And it's like, why are you so mad that we are having one sub event that does not allow you in it?
That's right. It's not like this is the only event. And yeah. That, yeah. Yeah. I know. I feel you, sis.
Go to the whole Pride Parade. That is inclusive.
Let's quickly shift gears here and touch on this Nick Cannon thing, because it's been unfolding for a while. And I feel like, you know, we've needed to talk about it for a minute. This man is on his way to having his fourth child in the year of 2021 alone. And it's only June. It's June. All right. This man is, his swimmers are strong. Okay. And everyone over here is making all these jokes about, like, you know, he's turning into Future and all this. And here's the thing. No, Future is a deadbeat, I feel like. I feel like if Future had the option to not be responsible for a majority of his kids, he wouldn't be. But because these women are holding him accountable, he has to be.
Right.
Nick Cannon wants everything to do with these babies, okay? He wants this. But what I don't think I realized or found out was that he was sick. I don't think I knew that. I had no idea that he had this, that he had lupus.
Yes, he has very fatal lupus disease. It's a kidney-related lupus. It's called lupus nephritis, which causes
nephritis.
Thank you, Jasmine. You know, I can't pronounce stuff. it's serious and sometimes fatal complication of lupus caused by inflammation in the kidneys, making them unable to properly remove waste from the blood or control the amount of fluids in the body. So he could die from this.
And that's what he was saying. Yeah.
We actually watched a video of him saying that, like, he thinks he's going to die sooner than most people, which is why he feels like he's living this very, like, YOLO lifestyle.
Yep.
And he wants to have and produce as many heirs as he possibly can because he feels he's going to die soon.
Amen.
And the doctors told him that.
And I'm like, and more power to you. If you leave behind that legacy, you know, do what you can, leave behind that legacy. I just, you know, Latia and I were talking about this because he was missing for the first few episodes of The Masked Singer and nobody knew why and it was not really ever talked about. And then when he came back, we even were like, oh, he looks a little frail, you know? And so he's apparently had this or been diagnosed with it since 2012. I never knew that. I had no idea. So, I mean, I'm happy for him. He seems like he's very happy.
Yeah, I feel like my feelings about the whole thing have changed.
Changed, exactly. Yep. I'm like, go ahead. Let's see how many more we can get you in this year.
How many are we going to have, right? Yeah.
Let's just start cheering them on.
You know? But that is our show for today, you guys. I had a lot of fun talking about these topics.
Me too.
They were real hot issues. But we will catch you guys next Thursday. And thank you for listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Peace.
Bye.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.